His arms are open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station. Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. David wrote in Psalm 145, verses 11 and 12, "They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom." That's the vision of Wednesday Live, to edify, inspire, to comfort, to encourage, and to bless you. Let's see what God has in store for us today.
Oh God of revival, let hope arise. Death is overcome.
Hey folks, this is Pa. You remember that April 2022 prayer and share? Oh my goodness, the windows of heaven just popped open. God poured out the riches of His blessing on us and they rained down. Well, listen, beginning Monday, October 3rd at 7 a.m., our fall prayer and share begins. Oh, the windows of heaven are still open. Our God is still awesome and generous. Tune in and be a part of the miracle of giving.
Experience resurrection life.
Listen to what's going on inside of you. There's a kingdom in there. God's trying to get something to you. Keep on going. You can't see your way. But when you get there, there'll be strength for that. There'll be a door open. There'll be people there. Tell somebody, keep on going.
No more church as usual. Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Visit us in person at 405 Exoria Avenue in Fort Pierce or online at trbanks.com.
Our fall prayer and share begins Monday, October 3rd through Friday, October 14th, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays. God will be throwing open the windows of heaven yet again, and your gift will secure our future.
This is Jonathan McLean, General Manager at WCNO. We are so blessed to have you as a part of our family and thanking each and every one of you for your faithful donation over all the years. Once again this October, starting on the 3rd through the 14th, we will be presenting our fall prayer and share. We're inviting you, our faithful listeners, to provide donations or pledges in support of this broadcast ministry. Don't miss your opportunity to lift up the name of Jesus and be a part of this great celebration.
And happy Wednesday morning to you.
And to you, yes.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to all of our listeners. This is Wednesday Live coming to you from WCNO in Palm City, Florida. 89.9, keep your dial set right there. And, of course, remember, you can pick us up on your phone with that app. You can just find WCNO in your app store, whether you're Android or Apple.
Mm-hmm.
They both work.
Either one, yeah.
And David, looks like you're finishing off a cinnamon bun or something here, or not
well,
quite.
No, this is something for my throat.
Oh, okay, very
you
good.
You know, the problems I've been having.
But yes.
God's in the process of working that
God
out.
Is working that out and bringing health and healing. Chris Fogle, great to have you with us, Executive Director of the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. We have some great things coming up. In just a minute, I'm going to want you to share some of that with us. Again, to all of our listeners, we have a few guests that's going to be with us today. We have Stuart Fakita that's going to be joining with Chris in just a couple moments. A couple big events coming up. One is tomorrow evening, a prayer event. We also have, in the second half of the hour, we have Dr. Chauncey
Crandall, as long as he doesn't get pulled into some emergency. We are hopeful to have him joining us about 11:30 today. We'll also have maybe some of his team join us, as there are some healing encounters that will be taking place in Palm Beach County coming up very soon. And so we have some great guests and some great news, but above all, we have a great God. Great Amen. God. Now, David, we must say this because it's time, prayer and share.
Yes.
The time we come to you and give you an opportunity to be a partner in this great ministry is once again upon us. The 6 months just fly by. And here we are. It's already the 21st. And once we get into October on the 3rd, aren't you looking forward to getting out of bed at 5 a.m., rolling out with your eyes half open, throwing on your shoes and saying, I can't wait to get to WCNO and meet up with all those beautiful people?
Well, I'll be working on that one.
Amen. Amen. I'll be working on that as well. And I will definitely have a different arrival schedule. My flights will be much earlier.
I would say. I will say that I am always excited to do prayer and share, but because of last time, God shifted.
Give us a thumbnail. What happened last time?
Well, the first, I think the thumbnail sketch here is that we raised, or God enabled us to raise $205,000 by the Wednesday of the second week. So instead of doing two full weeks, we just had 1 week and then the first 3 days. It wasn't even at the end of the day. Well, it was at the end of the day, okay. But so not only did we done early, but we actually raised everything we needed. And we had been talking about God opening up the windows of heaven, you know.
Yes,
and then
yes.
This was a new paradigm of fundraising for us. And God said, you know, I'm not going to change that. This is where you are now, and it's only going to get better. So I am excited about this October.
Yeah.
Because we're going to see even more of the hand of God and the riches of grace.
We are. Dave, I don't know if I told you, but I had at least one, maybe two calls of people who called after we had met our goal and said, I was holding, I think one said $10,000, another one said, I believe, $5,000, and I was ready to make that call if you didn't meet it today. And what that tells me is that God is speaking to the kings and the priest.
Yeah, amen.
And the priests, pastors, ministry leaders, kingdom people who are in places of authority to be responsible. You know, the kingdom many times has been carried by the widows. And Jesus pointed that out. And we are going to be talking about the mighty might givers. And that is that large group of people who may think what I have to give is insignificant, but God looks at it and says, you are giving with a full heart.
Yeah.
And he commends that. And we're going to be talking about those mighty might givers during prayer and share this time, because it's such a blessing. But to those of you who are kings and priests, get your vault doors open and get ready to give, because we need the kings and the priest and all of the people to participate. Coming up, that's going to be October the 3rd. Chris, let's jump right into what you have to bring to us today. There's a prayer event. Let's talk about that first. And you have some very exciting news about what's happening in St. Lucie County and this declaration.
Well, God is truly blessing the effort of our alliance. We had discussed about setting up a Treasure Coast Day of Prayer in September, around the fourth Thursday of every September. And it really ties into the Jewish holidays of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur,
right,
a time of atonement. So we felt, let's have a Treasure Coast Day of Prayer. So I went before both cities, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and St. Lucie County. They all agreed, and not only agreed, they have issued proclamations.
Excellent.
Declaring that tomorrow, September 22nd, is the Treasure Coast Day of Prayer. It's unbelievable. This is the work of God.
Chris, St. Lucie County is leading us down here in Martin County. God willing, by next year, we will actually get on board and we'll spread this on out, because this is an awesome thing. Do you have the proclamation with us? Can you share that with us? Let's see. Let's get something into your hands.
We actually have several proclamations. We picked up one from the county yesterday morning at 9 o'clock. Chaplain Dave Thompson was with me. And Monday night, the city of Fort Pierce clerk asked me to open up the city council with prayer. And then afterwards, they also gave us a proclamation. So let me just read, for example, the one that we got from the county yesterday. It says, whereas the Board of County Commissioners of St. Lucie County, Florida, has made the following determination. A National Day of Prayer has been part of our national heritage since it was declared by the First Continental Congress in 1775, and the United States Congress in 1952 approved as a joint resolution that the President shall set aside and proclaim a suitable day each year other than a Sunday as a National Day of Prayer on which the people of the United States may turn to God in prayer and meditation at churches and other houses of worship in groups as individuals. The Treasure Coast Christian Alliance is an organization of people from every walk of life, from different denominations and cultures, joining together in prayer for various gatherings and dinners. The Treasure Coast Christian Alliance seeks to unite business, civic, and ministry leaders together in one accord to serve the people of the Treasure Coast. The Treasure Coast Christian Alliance is establishing the Treasure Coast Day of Prayer to be held on the 4th Thursday in September. Leaders and residents of the Treasure Coast are invited to join in prayer, if they so choose, seeking divine guidance, strength, protection, and comfort from God. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of County Commissioners of St. Lucie County, Florida, does hereby proclaim the 4th Thursday in September as Treasure Coast Day of Prayer in St. Lucie County, Florida, and encourages all residents of all faiths to celebrate the day in the way in which they find most profoundly meaningful in their connection to the God we worship and serve. Adopted the 20th day of September.
That's awesome.
Mm.
It is. That's awesome.
Now, tomorrow morning, by the way, we are also meeting, for those that cannot meet tomorrow evening, at the Civic Center, which starts at 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
We will be meeting tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock at Causeway Cove Marina in Fort Pierce. That's just over the South Beach Bridge to the right. And there will be many people gathering there tomorrow morning as well. So we have an opportunity for people to gather in prayer both at the Causeway Cove Marina and also at the Civic Center. But let me say this. Those are places that we have opened in public for people to proclaim their love for God and to also come to Him in prayer. But if you're at home, you pray at home with your family. If you're at church, you're Amen. In a Bible study. We're praying for the needs of the Treasure Coast, and the needs of the Treasure Coast are many. As you know, we have people that are don't have food to eat. There are many churches and organizations just trying to provide food for our residents in the Treasure Coast. So there are a lot of things that we can pray for tomorrow for the Treasure Coast.
Absolutely. And Chris, I have a notification of another event. It just seems that God has put his hand upon the 22nd this year. So this is a powerful day. Church United is calling a Treasure Coast gathering, and this will be meeting at Christ Fellowship, Port St. Lucie, at 10250 Southwest Village Parkway, Port St. Lucie, Florida. And this will be at 10:30 a.m. to 12, but this is for pastors, church staff, and ministry leaders. So if you're parachurch leaders, maybe you're a chaplain in the prison system or something like that, or maybe you're a missionary that's here, you would be welcome to this event as well. This is a Church United Treasure Coast gathering tomorrow, not specifically a prayer gathering, but a gathering of leaders. And there will be prayer there, and there will be worship there, and there will be food there. So that is coming up tomorrow as well, September the 22nd. But Chris, your point that whether someone comes out or not, the Treasure Coast Alliance is not trying to build a big crowd of people. The purpose is to encourage people collectively together, united, to pray and believe God. Yes, in repentance, but also in proclamation, declaring the word of God over the Treasure Coast. And so that is powerful. You can join us from wherever you are.
Well, I think you're right. I think it's Job 20:28 about the power to issue decrees.
Yeah.
And it's time for us to do that. And I will tell you, the power of prayer, particularly over the last 7 years, and I say 7 years, there's a lot to that period of time, but there have been people coming together in the body of Christ praying on a regular basis. And we are seeing significant changes in the community.
Yeah.
Where economic development was flat, it's now exploding.
Yeah.
Where violent crime was rampant, it has now subsided incredibly. There's just, God has got his hand over the Treasure Coast right now in response to the people that are on their knees, confessing that he is Lord and King of all, and coming to him with their prayers and requests, and he's hearing those prayers. You know, I'm fond of saying that in James 5, it says the effective, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. And I'm seeing it. I'm a witness.
And God is honoring his word. God is honoring his word. You know, I remember when going to Avenue D or going to Fort Pierce, having grown up in Martin County, the assumed thought that I had about that was, this is going to be a dangerous journey. And God has turned so much of this around.
Well, you know, I got to offer something that we're doing, that we do the last Friday of every month.
Tell us about it.
It's called the Caravan for Christ. And what we do, we go every month, it's a different church. And for example, this month is going to be Grace Emmanuel Church on Kinderman Road. But we have a route that we go, and we notify the sheriff's department. We are escorted by as many as 8 St. Lucie County deputy police cars through traffic lights and whatever, and everybody in their cars are praying. But one thing that's really been powerful, there is a bus of youth that travels with us now from Pure Church.
Awesome.
And when we go down Avenue D, for example, those kids are out there cheering and clapping and praying and just proclaiming Jesus Christ. And you can see the people on the street just like, thank you. It's just powerful. We do that every month.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And how long has that been going on?
Well, this year, we're about now 6.5 years. It was Walter Barron and I started that. We started it as a walk, and we did it on a Friday night purposely, late at 10 o'clock, and we walked down 13th Street from Avenue E to Avenue J to the Love Center. But after several months, Pastor Walter Barron said, you know, some of the older people are complaining that the walk
too
is
much
hard.
Walking. Yeah.
So from there, we started with the cars. But it's been something that all the churches in Fort Pierce have just embraced. And every
it's
month,
a real unifying.
It really event. Is. It's the really body unifying. Of Christ.
And in prayer, and it's not just a in-house, inside our walls. It's outside the walls, and it's visible in the community, and that is tremendous. I pray for more of that to happen in some of our other counties, because we're reaching into a number of counties today as we're on air. And this is in St. Lucie County that we're talking about. But, Chris, I know we have more and more friends joining us from Indian River County, and I'm getting more and more calls. We're getting more and more connected as a radio ministry in Palm Beach County, down south Okeechobee. And, Dave, we reach into what, 10 counties?
Well, not into full 10 full counties. We're fully in 8, and then the eastern part.
We bridge
two counties. We
bridge near, some of them,
you know, down the center of the state.
So we have in excess of 7 million within our reach, basically.
Potential. Over 30% of Florida's population is in our within our coverage reach area.
Which is awesome. Which is awesome. Chris, there is one other event that we have a couple minutes here. I don't think it's too early to talk about. Christmas. Well, we're really about the Christmas Proclamation Dinner. This now is an event that I kind of live the whole year looking forward to. Talk to us about that, and what role does the Alliance, Treasure Coast Christian Alliance, have in that, and who comes and what's it all about?
Well, this will be the sixth annual Christmas Proclamation Supper, which will be the second Sunday of December, starting at 6 o'clock at the Civic Center, Mid-Florida Civic Center in Port St. Lucie. It's a gathering of 500 people, business leaders, civic leaders, and pastors. Very, very elaborate meal that's provided for all 500 guests at no charge. The money is provided primarily by businesses and some churches.
Donations.
Yeah. To sponsor this dinner. And each year we have a special speaker. This year's going to be someone that we had the privilege of hearing from Miami.
Powerful, anointed
man of God.
Leader, yeah, in the
man
kingdom.
Man of God, Joaquin Molina, will be our speaker this year. We will have music. We usually have two vocalists that will deliver just powerful songs. We have people that will pray over the seven mountains. And it's just a powerful night of getting together, unity of the body of Christ, and people walk away just buzzing.
Yeah, yeah. It's a powerful night, Chris. You know, it's a night where the walls are down that divide us, and the hands are connected, and the hearts united in Christ, and it is a beautiful, beautiful event.
I remember a couple years ago, our speaker was Bishop Nunez from Baltimore.
Yes, that was powerful.
And yeah. Bishop said to me afterwards, he says, I have been all over the country. I have never seen a more diverse group of people. Mm-hmm. And he says, this is incredible. And I said, well, this is God.
Mm-hmm. And we're seeing breakthroughs in... certainly in so many areas in regards to the answer to prayer, the answer to leaders coming together. And, you know, it's a beautiful thing when leaders make it a priority to get outside their box and outside of their castle, outside of their maybe their individual place in the kingdom, and connect with other leaders. And that's what happens here. You see you see the key leaders, and you see people that you may not know. But to have the civic leaders, business leaders, ministry leaders come together declaring the word of God. This is a powerful event. Once again, when is that coming up?
That will be the second Sunday of December. I'm not sure the exact date, but it's the second Sunday of December, 6 o'clock in the evening, and it is December 11th.
December the 11th.
At the Mid-Florida Civic Center in Port St. Lucie.
So who is this for, and for people that are planning their calendar, how would they get a hold of us?
Well, there's a number of ways they can get a hold of us. We have a website, tccalliance.com, and they can go on there, or, you know, I'll give you my cell number. They can call my cell number, which is 772.
You sure you want to do that?
I don't care. This is all for God.
All 7 million of you, call Chris.
I'll give you that number. It's 772-834-5316. So we're looking for business leaders, we're looking for pastors, and we're looking for civic leaders.
Yeah.
We've had county commissioners.
Yeah.
We've had state representatives. We've had the sheriffs. We've had the county administrators. We've had mayors. I mean, this is truly a special event where people come together for that evening and realize that we are better together.
Yeah, there we go.
But the main number to call, by the way, is 772-324-9313. Again, that's 772-324-9313, or they can email TCCA. I can't read this. Is that
email TCCA?
Is that BCM?
TCCABCM at gmail.com.
One more time. In a mic, Sherry, not a foot away.
TCCA, B like in boy, CM at gmail.com.
All right, very good. Now, Chris, we just have a few minutes. I'm so glad that Stuart Fakita has been released from the production room. And so we're not sure what all he has produced in the production room, but we welcome you, Stuart Fakita, to WCNO. And I believe, yes, spot number would be good if you want to get that for us. Believe that this may be your first time, at least in my tenure here, to come into our studios.
This is my first time speaking on radio, period.
Good deal. We'll pull that mic right up to your mouth because this is a directional mic. You have a burden on your heart, and it is getting ready to be manifest in Fort Pierce. Tell us about that.
Well, what's going to manifest in Fort Pierce is the greatest gathering the Treasure Coast has ever seen in the name of Christ. Mm-hmm. It will be Miracle on the Water, November 12th through the 18th. Will be praise, prayer, preaching. It will be whatever God is calling us to do.
Amen. Amen. So that's coming up. Chris, I know as an alliance, we have several of our partners that are part of the leadership that are involved in this as well. Talk a little bit about this.
Yeah. Apostle Trevor Banks and Chaplain Dave Thompson, along with other pastors from both Martin, St. Lucie, and Indian River County, have got together for this gathering.
Yes.
And this is not an event. This is a gathering. It's a gathering of people. And what we're hoping, and we're providing and equipping the pastors for training to go out into their communities, to knock on the doors of the unchurched, to invite them to come and just be there.
Yeah.
And we're just praying for God to do what God does. And we believe that there's going to be thousands of people there that week.
You know, Stuart, one thing that I love about this is in John, where it talks about where Jesus, his high priestly prayer takes place, and he's talking to the body, that his prayer is that we come into agreement,
amen,
with God and with each other. And when that happens on earth, that the world will know the love of God as he loved his own son, Yeshua. I mean, this is powerful.
That's
right. And from the time I was a kid, we had missionary conventions. We talked about reaching our communities. We did all kinds of things. But the one thing we didn't do very well was break the walls down, get over our egos and our logos, and come together for one purpose alone, and that is to lift up Jesus Christ. When that happens, I mean, you look at the Crusades with Dr. Billy Graham, with Reinhard Bonnke. Mm-hmm. You look at these different individuals that God has used. They all called the body of Christ together. And then out of that, there was an eruption that flowed really from the throne of God that transformed regions and nations.
Amen. Well, Matthew 18:19. Two or more gathered together in his name, he's amongst us. So I am seeing God is going to rock the Treasure Coast.
There you go.
In more than one way.
You know, the other thing I want to point out, too, is, you know, the early church was not a building. The early church was going into the marketplace. And that's what we're doing. We are going into the marketplace that week.
Yeah.
So that we can bring people together.
And this isn't it's an outdoor event. It's not inside a church per se, though it is a kingdom event.
Amen.
And someone might say, well, how many people, you know, are going to go to this? I don't know, but I know I'm going to be one of the two or three, And so, you know, if all of you listening today say, well, I don't know who else is going to be there, I'm not going to see who is there.
That's right.
I'm going to be a part and a partner in what God intends to do in lifting up Christ here on the Treasure Coast of Florida. And this is a great event. It's coming up. The dates again, and how can people stay connected and maybe become a partner with this?
The dates are going to be November 12th through the 18th. And if people want to learn more about how to get involved, how to donate, they can go on our website at miracle.ptswebsites.com. That is miracle.ptswebsites.com. We still need volunteers. We certainly need funds. This is a very expensive gathering, but we believe God's going to make a way through all of the partners in Christ and brothers and sisters in Christ to make this happen. And I'm super excited about it.
Yeah, I also want to give some of the churches and businesses a site where they can go, and individuals, to just donate online. And it's all one word, called givesendgo.com/miracle on the water. givesendgo.com/miracle on the water.
All right, brothers, we're going to see if we can get Dr. Chauncey Crandall's team online. Let's see if we can reach them this morning. And if we can do that, we're going to just kind of transition into an event that's coming up down in Palm Beach County. All right, let's see if we have Tim. Are you there?
Hey, we're here.
Hey, we've already had a great morning. We've been talking about a great move of God that's coming up, Miracle on the Water, up in the Fort Pierce area. We've talked about Church United, prayer gathering of ministry leaders, pastors, church staff, and such forth at Christ Fellowship up in Port St. Lucie tomorrow. And, of course, then there is the prayer gathering at the St. Lucie Civic Center, and that's going to be tomorrow night as well. Let's talk about what's happening in Palm Beach County, Tim. Welcome.
Hey, excited to be here. Well, I've got Doc Crandall is on the call here with us.
Welcome, Doctor.
Hello. I just want to say hello to the audience out there, and I'm in the middle of work. I'm seeing patients, so I'm taking a break here between patients. I want to thank you for including us on your program today. But God has really called this region, Florida, for the great move of God that's coming up for the United States. You know, I tell people, and I've told them this in the past, I really believe Palm Beach County is the crossroads to the United States and to the world, and we know that based on political circumstances. But we believe, through the power of the Holy Spirit, through the name of Jesus, that we are going to see an early outpouring of the mighty Holy Spirit. And on October 22nd and 23rd, we're having a healing encounter night. Our musician for that meeting, and Tim can go over that, will be Phil Driscoll, who has a long history of anointed worship and music and just a powerful speaker himself. But this is going to be a night where we're calling the people in, those that are saved, those that are far from God, those that are walking in darkness, that they can come to this meeting. They'll feel the presence of God. They'll get to know God in a personal way. And we believe we're going to see an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. People will be healed. They'll be delivered. They'll be set free. And I'm asking, and I'm putting a call out to the listeners, to bring the sick, bring them in the wheelchair, bring them in the cots, bring them in the ambulance to this meeting, because there will be an anointing there for bodies to be healed, minds to be restored, and souls to be saved in the mighty name of Jesus. And we've had many meetings, we've seen many miracles, but I believe this one is going to be the granddaddy of all of them, because this meeting, a lot of preparation is going into it, a lot of time, a lot of dedication, and I believe all of us will agree deep in our spirit, that we feel some excitement that God is moving in Palm Beach County. And I can just hear from the introduction here that all sorts of happenings are going on, and God is calling the people of Florida to move, to call on His name, to proclaim His name, not to deny the power of the Holy Spirit. And we are going to see a mighty move of God October 22nd and October 23rd at the Meyer Amphitheater, right downtown West Palm Beach on the water. I'm asking all of you to come. Bring your friends. Bring those that are far from God, and especially bring those that are sick. And we are asking God for a mighty outpouring, for miracles, signs, and wonders in the mighty name of Jesus.
Dr. Crandall, my wife and I, and many from our congregation and up here, you know, in Martin County, St. Lucie County, are making the journey down to Palm Beach. We sense that that we don't want to miss what God is doing, and we want to stand with you all as brothers and sisters that are down in Palm Beach County. And I have a really special child, a special needs child, and I want to say that my wife and I, we were delighted that we could find a place in the prayer line. And it was a powerful time of ministry when you and the prayer team came through. And this is an event where there will be adequate time given for you to be at, to be in the place where you can receive ministry from the Father. All of these events have been powerful, and we are blessed to be able to just lift up the name of Jesus with you. Doctor, I know you're busy, but I wonder if you would have time to lead us in prayer over our state, our nation, our region here, and maybe Palm Beach, and just call forth the anointing of God upon the people of God to be active in bringing together the lost.
Yes, thank you. You know, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we call out to you, Lord Father, and we welcome your Holy Spirit over the airways. And Holy Spirit, I would ask you just to go to each home and each listener, that you would just touch them in a powerful way. You would let them know that the Lord loves them, that Jesus loves them.
Thank you.
And that we can call on your name, Father.
Amen.
God. We can call on the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
And we can be healed. We can be mended. We can be set free. You know, our very nature that is inside us, that is often far from God, can be replaced with the nature of Jesus Christ. He can come into our lives. He can fill our soul.
Yes,
and, Father. And all the darkness can be cast out, that we can be forgiven of our sins.
Amen.
And if we just simply ask Jesus in the name of Jesus and say, Jesus, just come to me wherever you are, in your car, at the home,
Amen.
Wherever you are at work, call on his name, that he would come to you. He would reveal himself in a powerful way by the Holy Spirit.
Thank you,
and if
Father.
You ask him to come into your heart, all the darkness, all the sins will be cast out. And you will be a new man, a new woman, a new child of God. And because of that, you need to be encouraged, because our faith comes by hearing the Word of God, reading the Word of God, but also coming to these events that are throughout the county, where you can see examples of people that believe in God, that have Amen. Faith in God, that call on His name. And by these examples and their witness,
Thank you.
Your life can be radically changed. And I will tell you, Amen. This meeting will change your life. And I do pray, Father God, for all the churches, everyone that's around,
yes.
Those that are Pentecostal, those that are denominational, Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, Lord, that there would be a mighty move in these churches,
Amen.
Lord,
yes, Lord,
and that you, Lord, through the power of your Holy Spirit, would go to those ministers
Thank
and
you,
give them a new hunger for yes. the fullness of the move of God
you,
in Jesus.
Jesus'
name. Father God, you, we bless Jesus. The people that are listening. Go to them now. Do a mighty work in their life, I pray.
Thank you, Father.
And we welcome you to this free event, downtown West Palm Beach, October 22nd and 23rd. And you can come, and you can hear a doctor a physician, a cardiologist that believes in the power of God, and yes, the anointing will be there. If you come, I can tell you, if you get in that prayer line, I will pray for you, and your life will be forever changed. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Worship, amen. Prayer, healing, revival. HealingEncounterNights.com, coming to Palm Beach County October the 22nd, 23rd. Going to be right down in the amphitheater, and a beautiful, beautiful area right there on the water. And I just know the Word of God spreads out across the entire region from there. Powerful event. Thank you so much, Doctor, for taking the time to link up with us this morning. Now, Tim, I know there were some organizational events that were going on. I don't know if the doctor has anything else to share before he gets back to work, but want to give you just a couple more minutes.
Yeah, that's great. I could stand for a few minutes, and we got Doc just dropped, but I will let's keep talking. We've got a bunch of things that are happening. So if you want to volunteer or if you want to be part of the team, you could for sure go to healingencounternights.com and you can find out how to do that. If you want to even send me an email.
Tim, we're losing you. Tim, we're losing you. Your connection is poor.
How about is this better now?
Slightly. Still not clear.
Okay. Just go by the window here. Hopefully this is a little better. So
not much better. We may have to get you on another line. I don't know if we can do that, but let me just say, all of you who are listening, there is a Healing Encounter Night that's going to be on October the 22nd, 23rd, and this is going to be in West Palm Beach at the Mayor Amphitheater with Dr. Chauncey and Deborah Crandall. And Tim, did you find another spot there where you can talk to us?
Yes. How does this sound better?
Much better. We have great. About a minute left, so share with us what you have.
Yes. I want to just put a call out. If you're a church or if you're a prayer team at your church and you want to be part of this event, send me an email at tim@healingencounternights.com, tim@healingencounternights.com. Send me an email, and we will make sure that we've got a space for you to put a prayer tent up. You could put a 10 by 10 up and join us if you're a ministry. We are looking to flood that field with tents of prayer, and it's going to be amazing as the Spirit comes down. Phil will be joining us one of the nights. I think Sunday night we're going to do, he's going to do some patriotic stuff as well, which is going to blow people's socks off. So, but it's going to be two powerful nights of anointing. And if we have churches out there that would like to participate with us, we would really, really love to connect with you. So tim@healingencounternights.com. You could send me an email. Love to get you guys a space there. There's no cost, obviously, to participate. And we want as many churches and prayer ministries to come down and be part of it. We are not a church, but we are the church, right? The body of
Amen.
Christ coming
Amen.
Together. And and that's how we function. So, but thank you, Jonathan. We appreciate your ministry and all that you're doing to make this happen for us. And we pray for you guys and pray for
appreciate
all
it.
Those events. So appreciate you.
We're standing with you, and Tim, I'll be in touch. I know we have some other things to discuss, but worship, prayer, healing, revival, Palm Beach County coming up October 22nd, 23rd with another Healing Encounter Night with Dr. Chauncey Crandall. You're going to want to put that on your calendar. Of course, we've been covering all kinds of great events. Tim, God bless you, and we'll be in touch, and I know we're going to have some more conversations. Once again, Church United, there's a gathering tomorrow for pastors, ministry leaders, church staff. That's tomorrow, 10:30 to 12, and that's going to be a great time. Looks like there's going to be a box lunch provided afterwards. There's going to be some breakouts that will take place there. And then, Chris, one more time, let's get the information about the prayer event tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow we have the Treasure Coast Day of Prayer. For those that can make it in the morning, it'll be at 8 o'clock at Causeway Cove Marina, just over the South Beach Bridge. And from 6 to 8 o'clock tomorrow night at the Mid-Florida Civic Center, located in Port St. Lucie off US 1.
And, of course, we're blessed to have Stuart Fakita with us in the studio today. But we just put a spot together that you're going to be hearing on air. Let's see if we can roll it out and see how you guys did over in the production room.
My name is Pastor Stuart. I am with Plant a Seed Ministry. I am really excited about Miracle on the Water. It will take place November 12th through the 18th. Miracle on the Water is going to be a six-day revival of all walks of Christian life. We will have prayer, praise, preaching, praise and worship. We've got some of the best worship leaders in the community coming together. You can go to our website for more information, miracle.ptswebsites.com. That is miracle.ptswebsites.com. For more information, how to volunteer, how to donate for financial support, or just to be a part of the revival of the great coming of the miracles that God's going to do on the Treasure Coast. Miracle on the Water, and that will be at Causeway Cove Marina, 601 Seaway Drive, Fort Pierce, Florida. For more information, you can go to our website, miracle.ptswebsites.com.
Now, we're believing God for a great revival. Chris and Stuart, and I know Dr. Crandall, and many of you today that are joining us, you are in agreement that the only answer for our nation is for God to once again have mercy upon our land and break up the hard ground of hearts and let the gospel of Jesus Christ bring life again to individuals, families. When this happens, there's healing in the family. There's marriages restored. There are many miracles that take place, the greatest of which is salvation. And nothing is too hard for God. And this is a now time. I look around, I see a lot of darkness, but in the midst of the darkness, there is a great light. Ma and Paul are with us in the studio today. And, you know, one of the greatest aspects of revival is forgiveness. And forgiveness is always a part of any move of God. And we're going to hear today a little bit about that. Have you ever forgiven someone and they didn't seem to understand or appreciate your spiritual act of humility? Paul has an old hurt like this in his past. But now he's been thrust into a situation where he has to meet that person in the midst of a serious disaster. What will the outcome be? Well, why don't you join us today as we listen to Paul's story?
Hey, Ma, you got a minute?
Yeah, I sure do. I want to know where you've been for the last 5 hours. I woke up and got coffee and breakfast started, and you never showed up. Then I looked for you, and your truck was gone.
Well, I'm sure sorry about that, Ma, but I got a phone call early in the morning, 5 a.m., from the Bickers Corner Volunteer Fire Department. Well, they needed me and a few other fellers to go out to old Zeke Gruntenblue for his farm. His whole place was on fire.
Oh, my, that's horrible, Pa. Was them folks okay?
Yeah, no one was hurt. But his house and barn are total losses. He got his horse and cow out of the barn before it collapsed, but all his farming equipment is gone.
Oh, I'm so sorry that happened, but you and he ain't been on good terms for a while. How did it go when you got out there?
Yeah, well, I still remember that time he cheated me when I bought that cow from him. I guess I should have looked closer at that left rear leg. Then, when I got the cow here, the leg fell off getting it out of the trailer.
Oh, at least he took it back and gave you your money. I think it was audacious of him to think you wouldn't notice eventually.
Well, you know, after the leg fell off, he tried to argue with me that a three-legged cow can still give good milk. I suppose that might be true, Ma, but, you know, she kept falling over. It would have made milking a serious chore.
Yeah, that's true. But then you bought something else from him a little while later.
Yeah, I did. I'm a slow learner, Ma. And that's what really put old Zeke on my blacklist. He called and said he had an excess of laying hands and would I like to buy some. Well, that was back when we were just, you know, thinking about getting a table at the flea market.
And I thought a few more hens would help us have enough eggs to sell.
Yeah, and if I remember right, you bought 10 hens from them.
That's right, I did. Oh, and they started out real good, too. Egg production was way up. But then, one morning, I went into the hen house to collect eggs, and them new chickens had murdered all of our hens. Ma, I never knew that chickens could have such mental problems. Why, them murderous hens was strutting around the floor of the hen house and looking like they was thinking, well, what do you think of this? Who's ruling the roost now, sucker? Yeah. So anyway, the vet said they all suffered from a rare version of chicken schizophrenia, and he had to put them all down. You know, Ma, for a while I almost hated old Zeke for that. I mean, our hens didn't deserve to suffer such psychotic brutality.
But you forgave him later, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. After all, Jesus wouldn't have it any other way, Ma. And I told him face to face that I could never trust him again. And you know, we ain't spoken since then.
So, like I asked you before, how did it go with you and him this morning?
Well, you know, Ma, he was so depressed. Looking, I just couldn't have anything but compassion for the man. And considering just how the fire started, knowing he was sort of responsible, put him in a dark funk.
He started the fire?
Well, not intentionally. So here's how it went. Old Zeke was in the barn. He'd been there since 1 a.m. because he couldn't sleep. He said he was shooting rats with his air rifle, and one of the pellets hit the barn cat in the hindquarters by mistake. Well, that old cat jumped up in the air about 10 feet. On the way down, it collided with the kerosene lantern old Zeke had lit. The glass broke, and the tail of that cat got soaked with kerosene. And then the flame set it on fire.
So that's what got that fire started?
Well, not entirely. It seems the cat lit out of the barn so fast it was just a flaming streak. Well, Zeke was calling the cat to come back so he could douse it with some water, but the cat headed straight for the house. Well, Zeke's wife, Greta, heard all the yelling, and she opened the bedroom window so she could find out what was going on. Well, that cat must have seen that window go up, and it leaped right into the bedroom and landed on Greta's vanity table. Now, Ma, you probably know she likes to wear them Dolly Parton wigs with all that big hair. So that cat collided with her wig, and both cat and wig fell on the floor.
Oh, goodness, Pa. That doesn't sound too good.
It weren't. The cat was caught up in the wig, and now that wig was on fire. The cat was fighting to get free, but it just got more caught up in the hair. Greta said the sight of her wig bouncing along the floor, all them golden curls throwing sparks, and the fearful yowling coming from inside of it, it was just too much for her. Well, Greta was beside herself with fear and confusion. She was hoping to save the cat and the wig, but it became clear she couldn't do both. So she grabbed a 9-iron out of Zeke's golf bag and whacked the whole flaming mess back out the window. In the process, the drapes caught fire, and then, well, the bedroom was quickly burning. Before she knew it, the rest of the house was a raging inferno.
Well, this has got to be the most horrible story I've ever heard.
Well, it ain't quite over. But the good thing is that the cat and the wig landed in a ditch. It got filled by the recent rains, you know, so there's plenty of water there, and the fire got put out. And when Zeke went to check on it, the cat broke free and ran into the woods.
So it survived?
It sure did. Old Zeke guessed the Dolly Parton wig melted around the cat and actually protected it from most of the flames. You know, had it been one of them human hair wigs instead of the synthetic fibers, well, there would have been a feline funeral being planned.
So what are Zeke and Greta going to do now? They've lost everything. They have no place to stay. And for sure, they can't afford to go to a motel.
Well, Zeke has a sister who lives up in North Florida. They'll be up there till they can rebuild. But you know, Zeke told me their barn was not insured, and he ain't got the funds to put one up. So I talked to some of the guys that came out to help put out the fire, and we're going to put in the money and get the building materials, and we're going to have us a barn raising.
Oh, Pa, that's wonderful. I'll get the ladies at church to put a feast together. And then we can get folks to donate clothes and household items for when their new house is finished. Pa, I'm real proud of you for taking the lead on helping them, especially since you and Zeke had some problems in the past.
Well, when I forgave old Zeke, I knew he might not change his ways, and maybe now he might, but I believe that God wants us to be Jesus for needy folks, no matter what their attitude or their reputation is. I mean, if they see Jesus in us, they can't deny he's revealed himself to them.
Well, Pa, that's the gospel right there.
Amen. And you know something else? I spoke to old Greta just before I left to come home, and she said she has an unexpected desire to take up golf.
Well, whether Zeke chooses to let Jesus into his life and transform him or not, he has witnessed the love of Christ in a very powerful way. Forgiveness is something we give to those who've hurt us, not so they might change necessarily, but so that we can let go of the anger we have from their betrayal of trust. Paul knows that God loves the unrepentant sinner as much as those he saved. Who does God have to shower his love on the unbeliever but those in the family of God? The relentless, loving pursuit of the lost is a hallmark of God's people, modeled by none other than the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Forgiveness is a awesome result of revival, and it often precedes revival. Once again, we want to thank you for listening today to Wednesday Live, WCNO, Palm City, Florida. And I do want to review one more time with Chris Fogle and with Stuart Fakita. We have a big prayer event coming up that's going to be taking place tomorrow, and we want to invite all of you to be a part with us, whether you're home or you're there. Chris.
Amen. Yes, tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., we're going to gather at the Cove Marina there in Fort Pierce, which is just over the South Beach Bridge, for a time of prayer. And then tomorrow evening at the Mid-Florida Civic Center from 6 to 8 o'clock, we will also have a gathering of prayer. And you can, if you get there at 6:30 or you get there at 7:30, there's no problem because it's a time of prayer and coming together. So we look forward to seeing you tomorrow morning or tomorrow evening or at your home, wherever you are in the car. It's a time of prayer for the Treasure Coast and the needs that we have. And we just pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Stuart Fakita, we're so glad to have you with us in our studio today. And we do have your spot that's going to start circulation around the clock here on WCNO. But what brought you to the station today is really important. That's upcoming, and people need to get it on their calendar for something to pray over, give to,
amen,
get connected with,
get connected
and plan
with
to be a part of.
Absolutely. Miracle on the Water, November 12th through the 18th at Causeway Cove Marina, 601 Seaway Drive, Fort Pierce, Florida, which that's the address for the prayer tomorrow, 601 Seaway Drive. I just got to tell you, Jonathan, I'm so excited about this event because this is not about a church. It's about the church, the body of Christ coming together. And God has done so much work in my life,
amen,
that I want people that are out there suffering, people that are going through a hard time in life, I want those that don't think they can make it another day, another moment, that they need to become a part of this event, or at least just show up and let God lay what God's got to lay on their hearts to make proper decisions in their life. Because there's no struggle that anybody is going through in life that God cannot deliver them from. And I mean nothing.
Amen. I'm going to ask you to close in prayer in just a moment, and we'll have about a minute for that. And someone may be listening today that has not accepted the gift of life.
Oh.
And so that's really important that we give them that opportunity. But Karen, before we do that, we mentioned prayer and share is coming up October the 3rd through the 14th. Please give out our station access information for those who would like to call early. And how can they reach us? And we are live. We're here.
Yes, we are real people.
We're not in Kalamazoo, Michigan, or, you know, we're not out in California, or, and we're not even in Tennessee, you know, up there at the headquarters in Nashville. No, our headquarters are right here on the Treasure Coast of Florida, and we're blessed to be here. How can people reach us?
That's right. You can reach us at 888-221-8990, 888-221-8990. You can also reach us on our website, WCNO.com. And you can also leave a prayer request. If you have a comment, you can use that prayer request form to let us know if you love us.
And a praise report.
Yes, there you go. That's
prayer,
right.
Request, prayer requests, praise reports,
any comments.
Amen.
And like Jonathan said, the prayer and share is coming up October 3rd. And we just look forward to hearing from you and speaking with all of you as you call in to make your pledges and donations.
And if you did not get a